listening to the Miracle Word Podcast, we believe that the Word of God gives you the power to experience never-ending increase in every area. If you're ready for revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here's your host, evangelist, author, and founder of Miracle Word University, Ted Shuttlesworth Jr.
I wanted to, this scripture has been bouncing around over and over in my spirit, and I want to just get it in yours before we pray. In fact, I just want to say before I do that, this is what John G. Lake used to do. In case you don't know, the powerful man of God from the last century, John G. Lake, who had what he called healing rooms in Spokane, Washington. He had a house that they bought, and they would use the rooms in the house to have people who needed miracles come into the house. They'd have himself and other healing technicians lay hands on those that were sick. And they saw over 100,000 documented miracles within a 10-year period. Somebody flew up from Washington, D.C., from the government, and declared Spokane, Washington to be the healthiest city in the United States. You know, because people thought they were frauds. All these testimonies being reported and everything. People thought it was fraudulent. And so the Better Business Bureau investigated them. And so there's no way these miracles can be real. They're fake. You guys are lying about it and all this stuff. And the Better Business Bureau investigated the healing rooms and had to print a front page newspaper article and said within the article that the half of the stories have not yet been told of what's happened with these people. And what Dr. Lake used to do with his healing technicians before they'd open the home for patients to come and receive prayer is he would get just one verse of scripture each day. Just one verse of scripture each day. And after they got that verse of scripture, he'd quote it to him, he'd exhort him a little bit, but he would just encourage him, get one verse into your spirit and meditate on this verse all day long as you minister to the sick. Get this one verse and let it build your faith and let it stay in front of your spiritual eyes. And that's exactly what they would do and saw amazing results. One verse of God's word has more than enough power to beat back all of the forces of hell. Think about that. One verse of scripture from God's word carries the power to beat back all the forces of hell. And so this verse has been really in my spirit all day long, and it's James chapter 5 and verse 16, where in the second half of the verse, the Bible says that the effective prayer of a righteous person has much power. One translation says, makes much power available. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person makes much power available. And so one thing we can be sure of, we know, is that prayer carries power. Prayer carries power. In fact, it was E.M. Bounds, the Methodist minister and author, who wrote and coined this phrase that everybody's now heard. Everybody quotes this. But he said in his writing, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. That's something that E.M. Bounds wrote, and many, many people have quoted it and use it. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And so we know it's the level of our prayer life that makes that power available. As I just quoted you, the power we release by the Holy Ghost is done through our prayer life. Jesus told his disciples the same exact thing. And so tonight we're going to pray. I want to get that verse in your spirit because we're praying for miracles tonight. I am so tired of seeing the enemy harass God's precious people, no matter how he chooses to do it. He tries to attack people's physical bodies, their minds, their children, their finances, their peace, whatever it might be. It's coming to an end in Jesus' name. And we're going to see these testimonies quickly come to pass. And so I'm joining my faith with yours tonight, and we're just going to take time to pray. We're just going to pray and ask God to move. Again, I'm so thankful. We're seeing victories in this nation. You saw just what came through the Supreme Court about the mandates, and we're just thanking God that's just the beginning. It's going to continue on, and we're going to see this nation fully released from restrictions, and other nations fully released from restrictions. Of course, we're still praying for those that are in the medical industry, doctors and nurses that are still in that position where they're being forced. But we're believing that this nation's fully opening, the nations of the world, and the gospel and crusades will be. I mean, crusades haven't stopped in many places, but these restrictions that are trying to hold back the preaching of the gospel, the moving of the Spirit, churches from being opened, is coming to an end in Jesus' mighty name, and we're going to see God move in a mighty way. In a mighty way in the nations of the world. And so we're praying kingdom prayers. But I want to join with you tonight, join our faith together, and believe for supernatural things that nobody will explain away. So I want you to join with me, and we're going to begin by thanking God and praising God. You know, when we thank God, one of the things that takes place, I believe, is that it sets us up for continual reception of His miracles. You ever do something for somebody before, and they didn't even bother to say thank you? Have you ever had that happen? Where you maybe bought their meal, or you got them a gift, or even held the door open for them, and they didn't even bother to say thank you? You know what that makes you feel like? It makes you not want to ever do anything for them again, ever. And I understand that. And that's, I'm sure, how God feels when people, He's blessed people, He's touched them, and they don't even bother to thank Him. It makes me think of the leper, you know, that came back to give thanks after he was healed of the leprosy. And his thankfulness brought something extra to him. And Jesus said to that one man, go your way, for your faith has made you whole. And so there was some sort of a restoration that took place with that man who was thankful that didn't take place with the other nine. And I'm believing the same for us as we continue to remain thankful and praiseful. God's going to do stuff for us that's going to be beyond normal. It's going to be abnormal. It's going to be supernatural. So let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And we are so thankful for your anointing and your power that's working in our lives and in our homes, our churches, our ministries, our businesses. We thank you, Lord, for touching us each and every day. Thank you for strengthening us today. We thank you, Lord, that as this fast and prayer continues, that strength is building up in our physical bodies. I thank you, Lord, right now that things people have dealt with, maybe even for decades, is loosing its grip on them and letting them go. I thank you that chronic issues, chronic problems are loosing their grip on God's people in Jesus' name. Things that have even come down through the bloodline, things that have been genetic and have been passed on one generation to another, are loosing their grip during this time of fasting and prayer. As your word declares that our health and our healing will spring forth speedily, I thank you, Lord, that from this time forward, this fast and time of fasting prayer, it marks a period in our life where these things that thought they could stay forever and harass us are loosing and dropping off, loosing their grip, and they're being broken off of our lives and our families by the power of the Holy Ghost. Things that people suffered with for a long time, chronic illnesses, chronic pain, chronic depression, chronic anxiety, it is coming to an end during this time of fasting and prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, just like the woman who had a spirit of infirmity that she had battled for 18 years. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that with one moment in your presence, an issue that lasted 18 years came quickly to an end on that Sabbath day. And we thank you, Lord, that the same is taking place for us, that no matter how long that your children have battled it, no matter how long that it's tried to touch us and harass us, it is quickly loosing its grip on our bodies and our minds and our families in Jesus' wonderful name. And we give you praise for that, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that 2022 will be nothing like 2021, even if it was the greatest year of our life. All things are getting better and better and better in 2022 in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that things are swiftly changing and there's going to be violent increase in every one of our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you that we're not called to be small, as we heard last night. We're not called to be small. We're called for large things. We're called for big things. And Lord, we know that you don't want to wait 50 years to bring your promises to pass in our lives. Lord, even as Caleb said, that I'm stronger today than I was when I was 40. 45 years later, and he was stronger and ready to take his promise. But we know by your word that it was not your will that Caleb wait 45 years to receive his promise and to step in to what you have for him. And in the same way, Lord, it is not your will that your children wait for 40, 50, even 30, 20, 10 years to step into the promise that you have given them. And so, Lord, we're asking you, by the power of your spirit, for expedited increase, a swift promotion, a swift increase on our lives, ministries, businesses, in Jesus' name. Let it happen so explosively, so quickly, that people would stop and wonder, how did that happen? How did that come to pass? How did he get healed so quickly? How did he lose the depression and anxiety so quickly? How did his children turn their lives around so quickly? How did their business explode so quickly? How did their ministry receive such explosive growth? People will be amazed, and they will wonder, in Jesus' name. And that is the wonders that you've promised us, signs and wonders and miracles. And so we thank you, Lord, that these wonders will take place in 2022, that when people see it happen, they will wonder how you did it, and you'll get all the glory, and you'll get all the honor for what's about to happen. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you once again that nowhere else can promotion come from but from you. It doesn't come from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that as we saw last night, that those of us who look unto you will be radiant, and our faces will never be ashamed in Jesus' mighty name. This is a year we declare that anything that would bring shame to our lives is running out of our lives. It's fleeing from us tonight in Jesus' name. Whatever would bring shame, if there was any area of our life that would produce embarrassment or shame, humiliation, it leaves us swiftly in Jesus' name. For we will not be humiliated by the plans of the devil. We will not be ashamed by the story of our lives in Jesus' mighty name. No, we'll not. You promised us that if we look unto you, that we would be radiant and our faces would never be ashamed. And so, Lord, we thank you that in 2022, all shame leaves in Jesus' name. Any issue that would cause embarrassment or humiliation in our life leaves in Jesus' name. And all that will be seen is the mighty right hand of God lifting us up head and shoulders above the rest. I thank you, Lord, that divine promotion is your plan for your faithful children. And so, Lord, we make a vow to you, even tonight, we make it fresh and new, that when others, as Bible prophecy said would happen, as others are growing cold, and as others are falling away from the faith, that will never be who we are in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are the faithful remnant that are not going to grow cold. Lord, we declare it. We're like the wise virgins that have plenty of oil for our lamps, that we're not running out of anointing. We're not running out of the touch of God. We're not running out of hunger. We're not running out of our need for you. We're diligent. And your word declares, Lord, blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And so, Lord, as our hunger goes to another level in 2022, we thank you that we're going to be filled to the next level. You're filling us to the next level. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we, as your vessels, are going to be full to overflowing, that every area of our lives is going to overflow in 2022. In Jesus' mighty name. Number one, our hunger for you will overflow. Our dedication to your kingdom will overflow. In Jesus' mighty name. We'll do more for your kingdom than we ever have in 1 year by the power of your spirit. Give us the grace. Lord, the seeds we release into the kingdom will overflow in 2022. We'll sow the largest seeds. We'll sow the largest one-time offerings. And we'll have more cumulative giving than we ever have in any other year. Our dedication will overflow in Jesus' name. We'll be more faithful to church than we've ever been. We'll be more faithful in prayer than we've ever been. We'll be more faithful in fasting and the reading of your word than we've ever been. We thank you that our dedication overflows in 2022 in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Well, as our dedication overflows, we thank you that every other area of our lives will also overflow in Jesus' name. Our fruitfulness overflows in 2022. We will produce more for the kingdom of God than we ever have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This will be our greatest year of production in the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for that. We declare that our joy will overflow this year and our peace will overflow. This will be the most joyful and peaceful year that we've ever known in Jesus' mighty name. This will be a year filled with laughter. This will be a year filled with rest in Jesus' name. For your word says that you give your loved ones rest. Psalm 127 in verse 2. You give your loved ones rest. And so we declare it. 2022 will be a year of overflowing joy and overflowing peace and rest in Jesus' name. We will not go through this year anxious or fearful or weary or heavy or depressed about anything. Not anything. This will be our year of overflowing joy and peace. We declare this will be a year of overflowing health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that this will be a year that our bodies receive a divine touch from heaven, that whatever it was that the devil thought he was going to use to destroy our health and to destroy our strength, it leaves us quickly. We thank you, Lord, that we're not even going to cross over into February with any issue in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not cross over into another month with the same things hanging on our bodies and hanging on our lives that did in the past. No, during this time of fasting and prayer, all of those things, one by one, they drop off of our lives. They drop off of our bodies in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that before we cross over into this new month of February, by the time January comes to an end, as many of us go back and see our doctors and different ones that are in charge, we thank you that as they look at us, they will be amazed. And even they will say, I don't know what to tell you. I can't explain this, but I have to take you off of your medication because you don't need it anymore. And one by one, they fall until God's people are strong and are not dependent on medication. And Lord, we thank you that we're not crossing over into this year with the same issues of the past. Lord, as you healed so many in the past, we thank you, Lord, for those that have been healed to the point, like the one precious woman that brought in 28 different medications in a Ziploc bag and laid them on the altar and said, I'm healed, and now I don't need 28 different medications that I was taking. I thank you, Lord, that as you did it for her, that you'll do it for every one of these in Jesus' name. No more. Let this be a year where we are taken off every medication and healed in our bodies by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be unexplainable to every physician in Jesus' name. They'll look and say, what happened to you? What's going on? Your body looks different. In Jesus' name, that'll be our story. Lord, as you did for Brother Chuck, just this week, who you touched him on Sunday morning. And after 4 years of taking anxiety medication, he no longer needed anxiety medication. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, you'll do the same for those that are standing faithful and pressing into your presence. Swift healing will be our story. We thank you. It's a year that our health and healing will overflow. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to be a year that our families and our relationships will overflow. We thank you, Lord, if there were relationships in families where people aren't speaking to people, and there's children angry at their parents, and parents angry at the children, and those that they don't even speak anymore, they don't have fellowship. Let this be a year where there is full restoration in Jesus' name. Full restoration. That our family relationships will overflow with love, overflow with joy, and overflow with peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing love back into those relationships and restoring them, and that they will be healthy, strong relationships once again. For we know, Lord, that division is not your desire. We thank you that strife and bitterness, it's not your desire for your people, for your children. And so, Lord, whatever it was that damaged those relationships in the past, where children are no longer talking to their parents, and parents are no longer communicating with their children, husbands and wives, let marriages be restored, Lord. Let relationships between children and fathers, mothers, even grandchildren, are supernaturally restored by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let our family relationships overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll give you thanks, because we're going to come through the end of this year and realize that God brought our families back together in Jesus' name. God brought our families back together by the power of His Spirit. We couldn't have done it. Counseling couldn't have done it. Experts could not have made it happen. Nobody would have been able to soften those hardened hearts. But the Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. And so we declare it. This will be a year where family relationships are restored in Jesus' name. Fully restored by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus. And then I pray for those who are not even serving the Lord. There's family members that aren't even saved. And so the problem that they're facing is that they're still dead in trespasses and in sins. And they need to come into the kingdom of God. Lord, I ask you, let this be that year. As you're restoring families, let that restoration also be based upon the fact that family members are getting saved and maybe they're rededicating their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this be a year that we can declare, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord. Bring household salvation to those that are believing for it, Jesus. We ask you, let the gospel of Christ come to the heart of every man and woman who is not serving God, and let the gospel soften their heart and bring them into the kingdom. Oh, we thank you, Lord, you're transferring them from death unto life, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Let this be the year. Let this be the year. In Jesus' name, let this be the year. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we overflow, Lord, in every area. We thank you that what we set our hands to do is going to overflow in 2022, in Jesus' name. Whether we own our own business or we're working for a corporation, whatever it might be, what we set our hands to do will overflow in 2022, in Jesus' name. We thank you that this will be a year that we see promotions. This will be a year that we see raises and bonuses and benefits. This will be the year where we get contracts that we've never had before. Contracts will come in. Clients will come in like they never have. And our businesses will overflow. What we put our hands to do will overflow in 22. We've not been this way before. It's our year of divine possession. And so, Lord, we declare it in Jesus' mighty name that we'll hold what we've never held. We'll do what we've never done, and we'll go where we've never gone in Jesus' mighty name. And so we thank you. Even as Silas just declared right there, I'll not lack for a job. We thank you that as people are believing that and declaring that, they'll not lack a job. They'll not lack, not just any job, the best jobs that are possible. Lord, as I pray for our sister at the church this week, I pray you give people the best possible job they could have in Jesus' name, with the best pay and the best benefits, best everything. Even jobs, Lord, that they are not qualified to have. Maybe there are others applying that are more qualified, more experienced, more education. That's the favor of God, that they will get them instead of those more qualified. Lord, as many people are hearing right now across the country, well, you're overqualified for this job. You have too much education for this job. You have too much experience for this position. You're overqualified. As people are hearing that, Lord, do the opposite. Give those that are following you that aren't even qualified, let them get the job. Let them get the position. Let them get the promotion. Let them see the increase because of your favor in Jesus' name. And Lord, all that the enemy tried to use to harass your faithful children through the last 24 months, I ask you, Lord, to do it as a blessing to your children. Vindicate the righteous in 2022. Lord, if you could do it for that woman in the Old Testament, that wealthy woman from Shunem, that as she came back to her home after all of those years of famine, and she stood before the king, and the king said, restore to her her land and properties, but also restore to her all of the crops that she would have been able to grow over the period of time when she was gone during the famine. Lord, I ask you to do that for your children. All of the things that we should have seen take place over the last 24 months that were attacked by the enemy during this time of wickedness that was poured out throughout the world, I ask you to do for us what you did for her in that Bible story. And would you restore to your children all that was lost, all that we should have had in our hands, all of the things that should have taken place? Do it by your Spirit, Lord. And we'll give you all the praise and glory for doing that in Jesus' name. We thank you that you're restoring what seemed to be. It's not lost. It seemed to be lost, but it's not lost. Because you have the ability, Lord, to restore all that others would say is lost, and it'll never come back. It'll never come into their hands. They miss their opportunity. They miss this. No, you're an unlimited God that can do unlimited things. And so we thank you ahead of time that you're restoring to your people all that seemed to be lost. over these last 24 months in Jesus' name. And we will have the best put in our hands. For your word declares in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 that if we're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And Lord, if you do it for them in an Old Testament context, you'll do it for us. Those of us that operate under a better covenant, established upon better promises. If you could do it for those that you were referencing in the book of Isaiah, you could do it for us, your New Testament children. And we ask you to do that. Let us eat the good of the land in 2022. We declare you have the best set aside for your faithful children in this new year. We don't accept the attack of the enemy. We don't accept the harassment of this world. What's going on with the wicked is not what's going on with us in Jesus' name. What's going on with the rebellious and with the ungodly and those who refuse to hear your voice, for their dead and trespasses and sins and the things of God are foolishness unto them. Our life will look nothing like their lives in Jesus' name. For we are not the wicked. We are not the ungodly. We are not the rebellious. We are not those dead in trespasses and sins. We are the ones, Lord, who believe you. We believe your word. We believe your voice. We stand on the truth that is God's word. And we declare we will look completely different than everybody else in this wicked world in Jesus' name. We ask you to continue to move on behalf of our families month after month, week after week, in such a way that it'll be a clear, visible distinction between who we are and who the wicked are in Jesus' name. Lord, when everybody else is under fire, under attack, we will be sitting on cloud nine rejoicing in victory because of the fact that you are our covenant redeemer in Jesus' name. And we thank you for giving us a relationship with you, a covenant relationship through Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your word that always cuts through every issue, cuts through every problem. For your word is sharper than any two-edged sword in Jesus' mighty name. And it's piercing to the dividing asunder of joint and marrow, between soul and spirit, the thoughts, judging the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And so we thank you that that word is cutting through every attack of the enemy and slicing it before it could ever come to us and destroying it and moving it out of our way. And because of your mighty written word, we will experience divine distinction in Jesus' mighty name. Just as the Israelites did, even in Egypt, on that first Passover, we will experience divine distinction in Jesus' name. And Lord, as you even spoke to them, though it'll be the worst night in the history of Egypt, for you, it will be so peaceful that not even a dog will bark. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what is slated to happen to the wicked in 2022, for us, it'll be so peaceful that people won't even be able to believe the level of peace in which we're walking. We thank you for that. We give you praise for that, that we're walking on a whole different level than the wicked in Jesus' name. For our God is Lord of all. He's Lord of healing, Lord of peace, Lord of righteousness. He's the Lord of our victory. And we thank you that all of these things he is, for he's a good God, and he knows how to give good gifts to those that ask him. And so we thank you now, Lord, for all of these things. Now, tonight, I feel this in my spirit. Those that seem to be suffering right now, those that are being attacked right now, I felt an urgency today to pray for those whose bodies are under attack right now today. And I rebuke that attack that's come against you. I rebuke that sickness, that disease, that pain that's come against you. And the enemy trying to make you believe it's never going to get better. It's never going to get better. You're always going to be in this issue. You're always going to face this problem for the rest of your life. No, I rebuke that thought process. I encourage you that are watching, take every thought captive and make it obey Jesus Christ. Every thought that the enemy sends that is a lie of the devil that contradicts the mighty word of God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would take it captive and make it obey Jesus Christ, as Paul told us to do. And tonight, we thank you, Lord, that you're sending healing virtue into every person's body who needs a touch, that's standing in faith believing for what's about to take place in them, that can only be done by you. No one else can heal. No one else can deliver. No one else can set free. It is you and you alone, Lord. And so we thank you, because you're the one that's going to get the praise and the glory and the honor for what's about to take place in Jesus' name. So, Father, I give you a glory ahead of time for what you're doing in the bodies of those that are praying, believing, fasting, standing in faith. You continue time and time again, time and time again, to heal your people, because you're a healer. And so we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise that we're coming out of this in total strength, in total healing, and things are turning in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is a year that we'll hold testimony after testimony in our hands and give our praise report that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. That's going to be our testimony through this whole year. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever in Jesus' wonderful name. We thank you for that tonight, Lord Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. It's an honor to serve you. It's an honor to be your child. It's an honor to be your servant. And Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus' wonderful name. And if you believe it tonight, everybody shout aloud, amen. Throw some fire up. Throw some hands up. He is good. Amen. And his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Can you believe that tomorrow finishes 2 weeks of our fast already? This has been, to me, it's flown by. And this has been one of the easiest, most graced fasts I've ever, the most. I can't think of one that's been easier than this. It's been wonderful. The Lord has helped me. And I pray that he's helped you as well. Tomorrow finishes our 2 weeks of fasting. We only have one left after tomorrow. Just one more Sunday through Saturday. And then let me remind you, on the last Saturday, which is the 22nd of January, we're going to be live again for our breakthrough service on all platforms. We're going to be printing out your prayer requests and laying hands on them, as we did last year. We're going to take communion together. And then we're going to sow a seed into the kingdom, which I'm declaring to be a breakthrough seed. We're setting ourselves in position for what God has for us in 2022. So that's what we're doing on the final night of this fast, the 22nd of January. It's a Saturday night, 9 p.m., same as every other broadcast. And we're going to do those three things. We're going to pray, we're going to take communion, and we're going to sow our breakthrough seed on that night. And I'm believing that this is going to be a breakthrough year in Jesus' name. So to give you some more direction about the schedule for this upcoming week, tomorrow, being Saturday, there's obviously no morning broadcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow night, 9 p.m., just like this. And then starting on Sunday, obviously, we have revival again. We're in Jasper, Indiana for Sunday, scheduled through Wednesday. So every night we'll be live, and you can watch those revival services as we're in Jasper. So Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then, of course, Thursday night and Friday night, we'll be back live on all platforms. I'll be home. Unless this revival goes on and is extended, I'll be home, and we'll be doing broadcasts from the studio. We break the fast on the 22nd, Silas. Me too, Ted. No, not even hungry. Love you, Miss Annette. Not even 100 on this one. So we break on the 22nd, Silas. Next week is Revival and Jasper, Sunday through Wednesday. And I'm open if God wants to continue. Thursday, Friday, whatever the Lord has, we're gonna do what God has for us. And then, of course, that Saturday night, we're gonna break and celebrate what God's doing in this new year. It's a year of divine possession. We're gonna have what we've never had. You ought to get excited, man, because you haven't seen anything yet. You've seen nothing yet. What God's about to do is gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind. I'll give you a chance, an opportunity to give if you'd like to. You know what to do to sow your seed, miracleword.com. Or you can use hashtag donate right here in the comment section. But I'll give you an opportunity to give because God's speaking to people to sow seed. And so if you'd like to sow, miracleword.com, all the ways to sow are on the website. And I encourage you to partner with me and Carolyn as we're preaching the gospel now around the world, 180 nations of the world on television every single week. And God's given us direction. It's going to be the greatest year we've ever known, by far. I'm just telling you, by far. And for those of you that are sowing, of course, we're sending you in the month of January, Dr. Lester Summerall's book, Adventuring with Christ, an amazing story of faith mixed with the gifts of the Spirit to blow your mind. And then for those sowing at $250 or more, the book, How We Got Our Bible. One of my favorites. One of my absolute favorites. Again, we were at the Ark Experience today in Kentucky. Brought the family to see Noah's Ark rebuilt. Ken Ham and the team did an amazing job. If you ever get a chance to go, check it out online. Just Google the Ark Experience. It's one of the coolest things I've ever gone through biblically. Excellent. I mean, the level of production is excellent. They even had engineers from Universal Studios working on this project. And it's a full-size replica of Noah's Ark with many other attractions, including portions from the Museum of the Bible. Absolutely amazing. There's also a creation museum just not far away, maybe 40 minutes from this, done by Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham's ministry. Phenomenal. If you ever get a chance, you ought to do it. But I love you guys. I want you to have a wonderful night. Continue to pray. Continue to study God's word. Stay on the fast. Stay strong. And as you're having testimonies take place, send us those testimonies. You can go to miracleword.com/testimony and send us that. We'd love to hear it. We want to share it. We want others to hear what God's doing in your life. And I love you. Have a great rest. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Later.
Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.